Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
A beautiful refresher for many of us as South Africans is the market performance. 1.1% firmer at 83,799 points. So since substantial recovery that we've seen there in just over a week, if you consider the significant flash sell-off that we actually saw on the local bourse. But time now to come closer to home, right? Aspects of the economy that impact us domestically. Think about your personal space, your office environment, right? The people that you constantly interact with, and most importantly, the people you trust to come into your home and assist you with a few of the chores that you have or other aspects of assistance. Now, this takes us to a new report that's been published by Sweep South. It unveils the dire economic and mental health struggles that are typically faced and plagued by those who work in the informal sector in South Africa, specifically performing homely or domestic duties. Lorandi Kriel joins us now as CEO of Sweep South. Lorandi, such a pleasure to speak to you and welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you, Gugu. It's very nice to be here this evening.
Fantastic. I warmly introduce you because typically we've spoken to Aisha before in the past. Aisha Pando, as who we know, still serves in a non-executive role in the business. But you yourself have actually had a wonderful journey, not only in financial services, but how you perhaps entered into to Sweep South. And maybe let's touch on that because I think it's really encouraging to see how with your MBA as a qualified chartered accountant, you're an executive leader with more than 18 years in the space, that you hold a critical position that really unlocks a lot of growth and employment potential for many South Africans.
Thank you, Gugu. We certainly know you're a fan of ours, and Aisha have shared a lot of fun stories that she shared with you over time.
Oh,
yes, Sweep South for me was an amazing opportunity that came along. For me, I was a CFO going into CEO roles and also doing venture building. There's no place in South Africa, I believe, that you can get exposure to a business model that is for profit and makes such a great impact on the South African economy and socioeconomic conditions in South Africa. I think for me, I love it coming to work with my colleagues and know that we make a real impact every day.
I love it as well, and I can sense the passion, especially given that you're someone with a background that has a 360 view of businesses and how they impact communities, shareholders, and most importantly, the people that they assist. And maybe this is where we can go to Lorandi when it comes to people, especially what you've uncovered in terms of what we see in terms of the domestic worker report findings. 30% of the, 36% of employed respondents experienced job losses due to their employer's affordability issues. And that's just one of the numbers that stood out for me. But I think talk us through some of the key metrics, especially given that it's Women's Month. Many females, many domestic workers are largely skewed towards being female in South Africa.
Yes. So 92% of the women that we've surveyed, 92% of the respondents that we surveyed are women, and 83% are breadwinners, looking after four dependents. And there's three things that came out of the report that stood out for me is that this ripple effect of the macroeconomic conditions in South Africa, where we see households are very stretched, due to increasing inflation and food costs and, interest rates that hopefully we will see ease, that leaves less disposable income in the households, which we then see as a loss, job losses. Like you said, 36% have lost some kind of job. There's financial insecurity. And also declining mental health under the domestic workforce, which is not great news. There is some positive findings in that 85% of the domestic workers indicated they want to improve themselves and they desire to study further. And those who does and move on after domestic work, they earn significantly more and then they get treated much better at those jobs.
And maybe let's just talk about the average earnings or income of domestic workers in South Africa.
So on average, the domestic worker in South Africa earns around 3,400 rand a month. On the platform, on the Sweep South platform, Our sweep stores earn about 5,200 rand a month, so it's a 54% higher than the average. And the average earnings have increased with 5% year on year, but it's still not enough to cover the 15% increase they've had in living cost.
And this often leads to many of the community of domestic workers actually falling into debt, 35% of them, I understand.
Yes. So 35% of domestic workers are in a debt cycle, and they indicate to us that they struggle to get out of that cycle and just get on top of their monthly expenses. And then 75% of them are unable to save at all. Which is hard.
And I think this is important because there are primary factors that actually do contribute to this. We're well aware that the macroeconomic environment adds a lot of strain to the salaries that they can earn from their employers, but their family structures also are part of the financial responsibilities that they typically need to bear. So help us contextualize the split between breadwinners versus single parent households and some of the other factors that contribute to their responsibilities.
Yes, so like I said, 83% of the domestic workers are breadwinners, and then they look after on average four dependents, which, I mean, that is a high financial stress factor. 25% of the domestic workers surveyed said that they feel severely under pressure as a result of having to look after themselves and other dependents. It's the majority of our domestic workers are. It is single household earners and parents. Mm. So all of these factors contribute to them having shown us a decline in mental health due to the stresses of being unemployed, financial stresses, and then family problems that leads to not having enough money at the end of the month.
And I'm keen to understand the split in terms of demographics. I see that also has come out in terms of the report.
Demographics in terms of nationalities,
yes,
or gender.
Maybe let's touch on both, especially the median age, but nationality, gender, and the median age I found of interest.
Okay, yeah. So the median age of domestic workers is 37 years old, and the majority of domestic workers are between the ages of 21 and 41. Gender, 92% are women and 7% are men. And nationality, almost 60% are from Zimbabwe and almost 40% from South Africa. So that's the split in terms of the participants in the survey.
Mm. Another theme that came through, we know that many South Africans or those who can be employed in the formal or informal sector typically spend quite a bit of their income on transport, food and accommodation. And transport and work days and commute also featured in this particular aspect of their earnings analysis. Talk us through some of these metrics and help us contextualize what they mean in terms of the pressure that a lot of domestic workers or sweep stars essentially face on a day-to-day basis.
Yes. So what came out of the report for me is we normally amongst ourselves complain about, the cost of housing and the cost of inflation. So domestic workers have significant pressure in terms of affording housing. They spend about almost 40% on putting a roof over their head, and it's increased with about 25%, which is a really high number. And then transport is about 18% of the disposable spend, and then almost 40% is food. So it's those three elements, with electricity around 11%, and then data, airtime, and other types of cost making up the difference there. And the highest riser out of all of these are food, housing, and as a third, transport cost year on year.
If there's anything that we've learned, Lorandi, even from our own personal experience, not only just looking at data, is that money pressures have a significant impact on our emotions, on our temperament, and essentially our mental well-being. Has this translated into such, according to the respondents?
Yes, unfortunately, we've seen 16% decline in mental health of our domestic workers due to these pressures, financial pressures, and the related effects of that.
And I guess this raises some concerns as to how they can be adequately addressed, or what needs to be done in terms of interventions. And are there, I guess, collaborative opportunities that we need to start considering as industry, as Sweep South, and even perhaps as people who book Sweep Stars in our homes to assist them to alleviate that that not only the financial pressure, but rather the mental health concerns?
Yes, so the team has put up on the Sweep South blog some free resources for any household or anybody that employs domestic workers. As we've received this question many times over the past few days, so there's resources up where you can access any, like, it's free resources. But for mental health specifically, SADAG.co.za. It's a toll-free line. There's professional help for mental well-being of domestic workers. And then, you know, for me, it's always as an employee, or if you get Sweep Stars into your home, you know, to just be aware of, you know, their condition, listen to them, be empathetic, or just be kind sometimes. I think that goes a long way in terms of mental health, to not make life more difficult and maybe a little bit easier.
Definitely. I do see that does come out sometimes, facing abuse in the workplace and making sure that we are kind, right? So that there isn't a form of verbal or even physical abuse that does take place towards Sweep Stars. People that we trust to bring into our homes, who are looking for favorable gainful employment in an honest and legal way. Lorandi, I'm looking forward to seeing so much more coming out of these reports, but also so much more coming out of Sweep South. And for many of us who are avid users of your platform, we obviously see how it's grown and evolved over the years to go beyond just indoor house cleaning, but many other services that you're able to provide. I'm, I guess, pushing this to ask, what next can we expect, not only coming out of this report that we need to absorb as participants, but also looking forward to some new excitement and activity that can come out of Sweep South?
Yeah, thank you, Gugu, for also being such a great cheerleader. And the report is available on our website for anybody that wants to access it, with all these stats. What's next for us is we want to make more impact. We want to provide more services to the homes and make our customers' life a little bit less messy and easier. We're looking at adding more services in and around the home, pet care, babysitting, etc. And then we have our eyes on big expansion. There is no Uber-sized or Amazon-sized home service platform in the world yet. So I think going from our success and winnings over the weekend in Australia, the Springboks and Trikkers, we also feel we have our sets on international winning internationally.
Looking forward to that. Win, win, win. Do more. Continue on the phenomenal greatness. And really, really looking forward to touching base with you again in future, especially just given the wealth of knowledge and expertise you have as well, Lorandi. So it's Women's Month. We're giving you your flowers for the phenomenal work you've done as well in your respective career at very credible institutions locally and abroad. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That's the CEO of Sweep South, having been appointed 8 months into the job and already doing phenomenal work there, helping us fully understand the recent report that's been shared by Sweep South, taking a look at how domestic workers do face ongoing concerns, right? We need to pay them more equitably, ensure that we minimize some of the debt and financial challenges and struggles that they have, but also share and extend a level of kindness, because mental health concerns are on the rise right across the spectrum. So let's be kind.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.